committee has been held in compliance with the open public meeting law and that the requirements of the law have been met. With the post for the meeting notice, I'm going to get to the open board files for our question for the securities and the public. At this time, I ask everybody to stand up and move your caps and listen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call.
Yes, sir.
Mayor Moore.
Here.
Councilman Lawrence.
Here.
Councilman Kennedy. Councilman Terrence Kelly.
Here.
Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Richmond.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
There's been approval of minutes. In November 2023, here's the meeting minutes for the motion.
Motion.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Lawrence.
Yes.
Councilman Kennedy. I'm sorry. Councilman Terrence Kelly.
Recused.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Recused.
And on to the November 2023 executive session meeting, we have a motion.
Motion.
So second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Councilman Terrence Kelly.
Recused.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Recused.
Very good. At this time, members in the public like to comment.
Paul Strum, 135 West Maple Avenue, Bamberg. So, talked about this a few times. I've been up here with this whole New Jersey American Water thing. So I was waiting for this big, massive credit that I was supposed to get from them. It's $176. So, and they said, that's it. And they said, that was negotiated with the town. So my first question is, who gave you permission to negotiate on my behalf, number one? Number two, that seems so unfair to me that I get stuck from basically from mid-April through September paying 2.5 times my water bill and then getting back a measly credit for the entire thing for $176. Their suggestion is I get a separate water meter for my sprinkler system. Well, they want to charge me $2,800 to install that water meter. So if the town would like to pay for it, I'd be more than happy to let you guys do it, considering, according to New Jersey American Water, on your behalf, you negotiated for me what that credit was going to be on however the formulation that they did. So I don't understand. My recollection from these meetings is there's, I think, 5 people that have sprinkler systems or something, or that have complained, that have gotten on this list. You know, I never see anybody else here complaining about it. So I guess I'm the only one who's complaining, or I'm the only one that's being vocal about it in front of the council, but I don't think it's fair. You know, I'm getting slapped all over the place. We don't even have to go into the other things, but, you know, between the taxes in this town and everybody knows how high they are, and then now this is like adding insult to injury. Right, I have a public school system here. I don't even send my kids to school here. My son, I send him to private school, Catholic school, whatever. So I'm paying for that on top of my property taxes. I get no credit, no relief. And then on top of this, I get slapped in the face because you guys decided to sell the sewer system. And that puts me in such a predicament where I got to pay an extra $300-some-odd a month from basically April, May, June, July, August, and September. And then to get back measly $176 and say, oh, that's what was negotiated with the town based on the formula that was used. So I don't know where to go from here, but, you know, I called the Borough of Public Works or whoever it is to file a complaint, and 5 minutes later I got a call from the same guy at New Jersey American Water, Tom Hoffman, who says, well, I'm the one they send it to, so, you know, there's really nothing else we can do here. This is what was agreed upon with the town. So I need to know what's going to be done for me, right? Because I don't think this is fair. I mean, we've talked about this. I've been up here 4 or 5 times. over the last few months, and I just don't think it's fair. It's a complete slap in the face.
Yeah, I'm not aware of anyone.
Well, nobody here on this day certainly negotiated it. I don't know, Hector, if you know more about it. And I just want to say one thing. We did not vote to sell to American Water. The town voted to sell to American Water. I personally voted to sell it. One vote.
I understand that the town voted to sell it, but I also don't think that when it was put out to the town, it was actually described the right way. But that's a whole other subject. So I'll leave that alone because I'm not going to touch that. But I feel like, you know, a lot of these bills that get put in on voting day for these things, the story is not what's being presented. But that's just my opinion, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
There is nothing more to add. We've already, we came, we spoke to you, explained what happened. There's really nothing more the town can do for you, so I can't really advise you on what to do next.
But I get it. I don't understand, you know. So I'm responsible now to put a water meter in for $2,800, right? That's going to be me. Otherwise, every year I'm going to be paying $350 approximately per month from April, May, June, July, August, and September, right? Which comes out to probably about $1,800, right? So in basically 2 years, I've spent $3,600, right? Over and above to get back $176. All because, again, the source system was sold. And now there's no remedy. And basically, you guys are like, okay, no problem. Yeah, nothing we can do. Right? So that's the answer. I'm not necessarily directing it at you. You just answered. No, I get it. Well, there's nothing I can do. So
is that, so the formula that we talk about, that's across the board? So
Paul,
are other residents going to experience the same situation, that it's $100 and some odd and change they're going
to
get?
I can't speak to numbers.
Okay.
The formula is something 50% above the winter pocket average. And then when I calculated it, the sewer was, September, my sewer was 5 times higher than what it was. And June was 6 times higher. I went back, and it averaged out to be almost about 4.7 times higher in the summer months, just because I'm using a sprinkler system, which we all know, and I think everybody can attest to, that water does not go into the sewer; it goes into my ground. So I don't know why I have to even put up the money to pay for it for a sewer charge in those months, just to wait to get back $176.
So, I don't know, I'm just going to throw a question out. Who oversees American Water, right? There's got to be some sort of state board?
Yeah, the Board of Public
BPU,
Utilities.
That's who you can complain to.
Who? I
BPU.
Would.
BPU.
Yeah, that's the Board of Public Utilities. Yeah, that's who I did. And then I got a call 5 minutes after I hung up with them.
I would call them back again.
Right.
I would call them back again and tell them we had no resolution and ask them for a resolution. Yeah. They're the authority in this case. And they're probably going to be the only ones, as far as I know, about 99% of the rest of the town. Their bill pretty much lines right up.
Well, if you don't have a sprinkler system,
you're right in line. Affected at all.
Right, because you're not going to use any more water, but they're tagging my water meter as the same water that's going into the system.
I would escalate within the BPU. And that's the only that's the agency with any remediation.
No, I understand. I mean, like I said, I've already reached out to them, and you know, then I got a call from New Jersey American Water saying it came to me, the guy you've been talking to for the last 3 months. So, you know, I'm the one who I'm going to let them know that this is what was, and I'm actually paraphrasing. I'm actually quoting what they said to me at New Jersey American Water. This is the deal that was worked out with the town. So I don't know who made the deal, or if he was speaking metaphorically, that, you know, this was the formula that was come up with, right? Like, I'm not saying there was a backdoor deal. I'm just saying that the formula that was used, clearly is not, certainly not in my favor, right? It behooves me to accept that. And if I accept it, then I'm admitting defeat. That, you know, I'm just going to say, okay, you can walk all over me. That's fine, because this is the way you guys came up with it, and I'm not going to do that.
The 110,000, I mean, it is, they are true. It's the formula. It's not who owns the water company. What is Boundbrook, it's the formula that they're going by. But from what I understand is they won't let us change the formula. Right? Is that true?
The formula was kind of, discussed after that,
it's the same formula that they use in Somerville, right? Or when they bought Somerville, because that's what I was told.
We're talking what we're talking about now is what that credit is going to look like. We're talking about Somerville is how the formula is calculated.
But I think what I'm saying is they won't let us change the formula that we use to calculate the sewer.
Well,
because that's the problem.
Well, maybe that needs to be reviewed, right, by the board.
So I'm going to just throw something out here right now,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I know this sounds crazy. I hear at all these meetings we talk about, you know, we got grants for this, grants for that. Is there a grant for a water meter? Right? So somebody can pay for my water meter? It's $2,800, right? I mean, can we get a grant for it, right? And maybe some other people that have sprinkler systems, right? Maybe we're talking about a $10,000 to $15,000 grant for the 4 or 5 residents that have the water, that have the sprinkler systems. But this would alleviate a lot of the problem. I mean, listen, just to be clear, I'm not going away, right? Like, this is going to be on my mind. Obviously, the winter months are not going to hit me the way the summer months do, but you could rest assured that I will be here, you know, April, May, June, July, August, September, you know, screaming about this. And, I mean, like I said, I don't think it's fair. Like, I'm the only one who's getting punished here, you know. It's not fair. So if you guys could come up with some sort of grant or something, you know, from the town or where, from the state.
No. So their rationale is... So their rationale is you get another meter and then you're going to be billed twice. Is that what?
No, their rationale is I get another meter and then that meter will be strictly for the sprinkler system.
For the sprinkler.
So they will know that meter does not go to the sewer. So that is their rationale behind another meter. But I don't want to spend $2,800 because, like I said in the beginning here, you know, our taxes are ridiculous in this town.
Yeah.
I send my kid to a Catholic school. Because I don't like the public school system in the town, right? So that's on me too, right? There's no voucher system. There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm paying my taxes plus the school, plus now I'm going to get hit with, plus these ridiculous bills, and now I've got to get hit with a $2,800 fee to put a different meter on my water system. That's not fair for me.
No.
I mean, you know.
No, I agree.
So, I mean, again, I throw it out there about a grant, but, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if this is allowed or not, but have you been or will you be able to contact the other people with sprinklers, see if they have any issues or how they solve them, or
I
just looking for something?
I don't know who the other people are.
That's what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have a sophisticated sprinkler system, but I do water daily.
Exactly.
I did get a significant increase.
Yeah,
I have the same system that's been in my house for 14 plus years. I have a company that services it twice a year. They turn it on, they turn it off. So I know there's no leaks. I know the hoses, the sprinkler heads are fine. I know I'm not wasting water. I know I'm not doing anything. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. Okay? Which is why I service it twice a year, so I don't have a problem with leaks.
I'm not doing all that. My bill is not near.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I don't understand
that.
I have seven zones, right? I have, you know, front. I have a fairly large backyard.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know, what is it, 50 by 100 on backyard?
Yeah.
A little bit. Okay. So, I mean, I have a fairly large backyard, right? You know, and I've actually shortened it up because we put an above ground pool in. So, I mean, we have shortened it up, but I still, And again, I don't use the town water to fill my pool either. I use my own water from an outside company. So, you know, I'm getting hosed all over the place, no pun intended.
But keep in mind, the old formula was different, but we still had people come in complaining because we used to use the winter usage.
No, I understand.
So it's like,
I get the whole thing, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. I get that. That's life, right? But I feel like this is so exponential, the cost for this thing, for this move. For me, I don't know about the other people that have sprinkler systems in the town, what they're experiencing. You know, it's not my business. Like, you know, if they want to come speak here, they're obviously more than welcome to. You know, but I don't know who they are. And again, like I said, it's not my business. I don't care. But like I said, I'm going to keep coming back in the summer months. You know, whether it's going to do anything or not, it doesn't really matter, but I'm just going to put it on record over and over and over again. Until they tell me stop coming back. I just don't care. Like, it's just...
I still think there must be some grant out there based on water conservation or something. You as an individual with water assistance could help you.
I mean, if you could...
I'll
do some research.
And also, I have a problem with some of the issues going into your lawn and not going into the silver. I don't know where that number comes from.
I mean, I'll do some research on some grants for water meters and whatever, and if the town could help me, you know, fill out the paperwork and, you know, get it up to them and see what we could do. I'm more than happy to do that, but I just, like I said, it's just not fair. I don't want to take up any more time.
I think the one thing clear is it's the formula. It's not American water. It's, you know, I mean, the last people I want to defend, okay? But the formula did not come from them.
Who did the formula come from?
It came from the borough.
What?
No, the thought to use... No, there's two formulas. To calculate, we used to calculate in the winter, and then we calculated, and we went to calculate it in the summer.
There's no summer calculation. That's where you're confused.
Right, and that is the issue.
The issue is we are knowing that the borough is doing it on a 12-month basis. That's the capital.
That's the capital, exactly. And that's my point.
Now, formula for the credit is takes plus 50% of the
winter. That formula is... That is American Water's formula, but the reason why, you know, the summer usage is hitting hard because we didn't count that before. We just used the winter months.
I understand what you're saying.
And that wasn't fair to other people, too.
No. I get what you're saying, but I don't think you understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm not complaining about the water usage, right? The water's the water. If I use the water from the sprinkler system, I'm fine with that. That's on me. I have no say in that. That's not my issue. My issue, just so we're perfectly clear, is that they're telling me that water is going to the sewer.
I know that.
And that is what I'm being charged for, and that's what I have an issue with. Right?
So the BPU has, I believe it's a monthly or quarterly meeting.
Okay.
That's the place to go. They file, they'll take complaints there,
right.
And it's in a public meeting. So you can voice this exact complaint.
Repeating going there.
Right. Yeah, because here, it's like going to the school board to ask them for a
board. I get it.
But you can go there. Who is actually responsible?
Where they usually hold their meetings.
Hector can probably get it. Otherwise, New Jersey BPU is online, and they had a whole everything for that.
They might be more likely to be able to point in the direction of their state program.
Yeah, they're going to be the...
a separate meter funded.
Right.
Okay. Because I approached New Jersey American Water about, you know, them paying for it, and they were like, no.
Yeah, you need to go above them to the other.
I figured as much. All right. I'll take it any more time. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Anybody else?
Good evening. I'm Phil Fiedina, 517 Helper Street. And I'm also speaking on behalf of Trina Roberto, Hector, this is Trina who called you this week. 26 Giles beyond the court. We just want to give some information. At the last meeting, and I don't know when it was when she and I came, we talked about T Street and the safety, because I was finding it difficult to ride my bike. I almost got hit a couple of times, and she lives there. It's called Northbrook Village. So the council, the mayor, and the administrator, and even the police chief, and then we all felt that's the county road.
Yes.
But we called the county, and the county said it's Bound Brooks Road.
Up to T Street. From T Street to the Talbridge is county.
From T Street to Talbridge.
Right, right. From Union. Right.
But what we're talking about is from Burger King, the north part. And they said, because we were thinking, well, we'll call them, and they can maybe take care of some of the issues. But they said that road north is Bound Brooks.
It is.
Okay. But that wasn't the impression we got from all of you.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that since it is our road, we're going to come back and give some suggestions that we have as citizens for the safety of that road.
Okay.
But we're not going to share them tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just so we understand, so these are people speeding on the road by, you're talking about from Burger King to
from
Queensgate?
From Burger King to Queensgate.
To Queensgate.
Yeah.
So
is the Bound Brook responsibility, not the county.
Right. Okay, and that's where the issue is.
Yeah, that's where the issue
okay,
is. And we're particularly concerned now because somebody got killed on that corner recently.
Yeah.
You know.
On that corner, yeah.
And I don't ride my bike in the winter, but it's very unsafe. And she lives there. So we don't want to throw out anything tonight. We want to write it up. But just we want to let you know that we were under the impression that it was a county road, but it's not. So now it's our responsibility. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. One more
right. Yeah, well, that's right. We'll put it all together next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Otherwise, we are going to move on to the engineer's report. Kumar's director of public works.
All right. I'll try to make it brief. The library HVAC project, this is middle of the group, all the employees were. And delivered to the contractor. Contractor was determined the holding pattern to be as best as concerned with the building. They have expressed interest in trying to get into that building to at least not install the equipment, but at least store it there so it's not sitting out in New York. That will continue to work some of them out there. The rehab of the train station, the eastbound cleaning room, they are rapidly coming to completion. All the tiles have been installed now. The plaster here is going to just completed. The ceiling painting is underway. The electricians are installing all the inside fixtures. All the cameras are installed. Door installation and crown and molding, that's all started. And the concrete floor topping and a epoxy ceiling will start within the week. They are moving the the 22 road program, that's West Second from Church to Mountain, the upper portion of Main Lane on High Street, 125 feet south, and Park Place from Evergreen to West Side. All concrete work on West Second has been completed. They are now working on concrete, the concrete work on Park Place, and they're going to keep going as long as the weather allows them to. They finished Park Place, and then it was brought to Main Lane. The 23 program, as you know, you awarded the project to Redax Contracting back in October, and the same contract still in the 22 program. So they are looking legislative, of course, to keep their contract crew on site and keep rolling with the 23 program. Again, that's the That's West Second from T to Lamont. Also, West Second from Mountain to Hamilton, which will complete the entire West Second corridor. Lamont from West Second to West High, and then also the Rural Hall parking lot. And then the last portion will be the drainage and curbing improvements on my North Meadow Drive. The state recently confirmed that award. So, like I said, they weather permits the home on if they can. They have to stop at some point. They'll do some, but everything out of the winter. And then the line is really concrete today with the colder temperatures moving in. That'll protect that from freezing. The floor rehabilitation project, as you know, we did have a formal groundbreaking ceremony on the 30th of October. Contractor mobilized shortly thereafter and began demolition. The demolition of both pools have been completed. And he's going to begin the construction stakeout for the new pool. That's imminent in terms of the construction of the new pool will commence shortly thereafter, once again, depending on weather. And that pretty much will do it, except for the 24. The 24 local aid application. As you know, I submitted for West Franklin Street for the second part from John Livingston. The DOT has awarded to borrow $237,210 towards that section, which brings the award amount from John Street, which is the east terminus, all the way to Livingston Street. Approximately $830,000 that we got for the first 2 seconds. So the goal is to start at least a portion of that.
Since we're doing them new, Second Street, I think this is for the group at larger for enforcement of parking on Second. There are multiple homes along the south side of the road that consistently park on the grass. I wish we had code enforcement here, but they are going over the brand new curbs, the building blocks, and the brand new sidewalk. So I've seen in a couple places already the new grass that we put down is already destroyed.
Yeah,
so
I'm going to put more steps 2x4 in the street that help drop the curb.
This is something that's been going on for like 7 years. I've been trying to get it remediated, and they give out tickets. I don't know what else to do. Put a tree in front of the house. Do something. But they're going to destroy what we just did, is basically the whole point. There's at least two homes. One, if you look at our records, you're going to find one of them. Huh?
West Second?
Right at the end, right next to church.
Church.
It's like three houses in, and then there's a blue house. Probably another six houses down. I mean, you can tell by the grass in front of the house. So, yeah. So just, I mentioned it just so that nobody loses sight of it for next year. I won't be here, but, and then was there something else? That's it. And then is Second from Lamont to T scheduled for next year too?
That's scheduled for, if the weather permits, that's scheduled for. They're going to keep going as part of that concrete for the 1-8 zone meeting. They're going to jump into that 23, which includes that stretch.
And then to finish up that road altogether from Mountain to Hamilton, which is are we waiting for the developers to finish up this work or no?
Those two sections of road are in the 23 program. That's going to be one, so as long as you can get it in, it will be
good. Okay, and then that'll finish that road. Oh, man, that's awesome. Okay.
Is there any chance that the parking issue, is that going to be some sort of overcrowding? Why do they need more spots on the road?
There are a couple places there that don't have driveways. So, really the solution there is permit parking, right? That whole, at least that one block, I know that I mentioned it before in our discussions about permit parking, that block should definitely be
for residents.
Yeah, and the whole north side, actually, most of the homes, about 75% of the homes on that block have very large backyards on the north side, and then on the south side have some type of driveway. So there's only a few of them, and then the street is constantly full. So permit parking there, whether it be one car per bedroom or one car per unit, whatever it is, figure out whatever the proper formula is. But that should definitely be addressed before we're throwing good money out the window, right?
Another question I have for you. I've noticed on my street, because I imagine it's happening in other places, but New Jersey American Water has ripped up like four spots up and down Watchung Road going down to the end. And the one time I asked you something about it, are they required to notify you when they're going to come in? And I mean, now at the far end, which is now just, you know, it's a big dustbin, and then I imagine it's a mud pile when it's raining.
They are supposed to follow their opening permit with the construction office.
Okay.
A lot of times, American Water seems to be okay with this emergency. Public service is a challenge to get them to be able to file, whether it's emergency or not, sometimes you have to chase them. But besides that, there's no notification that comes my way that they have a sewer break or anything within the roadway.
I mean, I know with my one neighbor, it was just his outflow.
Yep.
But then at the end, they were there for like 3 days. And
yeah, there were two of them up there.
Was it the same thing to two of them?
The same thing. And that was a concern. They had asked me historically about the issues on that road. And I told them no. But apparently, there's issues that are happening now, whether I don't know if it's any kind of sewer or whatever. The project was lined, the main was lined around 2010.
Okay.
So that's 13 years. We don't know what the issue really is in right now. With their system, they don't care if there's something, or they have.
But it's important because, first, we have an ordinance that says that if they open up the road, they're supposed to pay from curb to curb. And if we decide not to, because the road it needs reconstruction, right, then we take them, you know.
That's something that I talked to you about a way to try to keep things in check as far as working permits. I don't know if that's something because when they go to hire police, I think it's an outside agency to contact them, right, Chief?
Yeah, Blues.
Okay. When they go to hire police, they go to the outside agency.
They go to their extra duty, and then they are instructed to notify us what the scope of their work is going to be, whether they.
Right, I'm thinking of a way to catch the road open permit at that point, but besides that, go to what I've seen is if I see a fresh patch of the road, they may want to strip this up. And then we try to go back after it and get it.
Well, and then like the one section where it was like my next door neighbor, and it was just his personal. So they had to, they ripped up the sidewalk, which I assume the town had done at some point, ripped up the building block that they've done, and then they kind of destroyed the island. And then they paved the stretch where they had completely opened, and then they took the blacktop on the sidewalk.
Huh?
Right, and they put blacktop on the curb.
Right,
which is I think it's temporary for
water. Yeah, they have a different approval. Okay. Sometimes the subcontractor that does restoration.
Right.
But they try to make it safe for when they.
I can see it, but that's all temporary.
Yes.
They're going to be making. I'm just wondering, is there a way that we can make sure that they're. I'm assuming it's over on the Meadows and it's over. There's going to be all sorts of places all over town that this might be going.
Right. When it gets to that point, and that's something we should probably look at now, especially with that doing the sewer and doing the lateral. Keep in mind, when we have a sewer system, our responsibility stops at the main. It was up to the residents to zero responsibility to include the connection.
Yep.
Whereas American Water has taken that burden off the residents, which in all kinds of purposes is a good thing. Where they go to clean up the curb, but in the process, they're also destroying the curb, destroying the sidewalk. So I think maybe we need to revamp our road permit and either have them look like a blanket bond for the year. We have, at least have something to go back into to have them do it. I haven't run into a problem yet where they haven't done what they said they were going to as far as restoration, but it's only that one time. And then it also capture that with PSC&G.
Listen, I'm just seeing what the layperson sees driving around. I feel like it would make sense that somebody would kind of oversee to make sure. And it sounds like there's a process.
It's good to find out whether, especially the department guys, they see something that They'll say, hey, listen, you know, you might want to get out here and take a look at this.
All right,
so which is good.
Yeah, because they see the whole town.
Yeah.
Every inch. All right, that'd be all. All right. Any other questions or comments for?
And DP with William Park, anything?
It's the same thing. We're a holding pattern with them right now. They haven't given us any feedback. We're doing a route or change again and try to get them to move off it, but that's, you know, right now we're involved.
All right. Moving on to committee reports. Chair of Finance and other committees, Councilman Walker.
All right. On Friday, December 1st, we have the tax collector. We'll have the tax sale for those in rural properties who haven't paid the taxes. Finance Department is working on closing their 2023 books. We'll have a transfer resolution for the next meeting to wrap up any shortages in various accounts and move the accounts around to the end of the year. And they're also in the process of borrowing the notes to finance our 2023 capital projects that should close on December 15th. And that's it from finance. For the end of the year, and we'll start on the 2024 budget as soon as the new committees get into place and the finance committee will start meeting on that. From the SID, kudos to the SID for a great tree lighting that took place Saturday night. It was well attended, thanks to our emergency services and our DPW, and especially Santa Claus, Holy Land.
That's nice.
That's not
Santa Claus. It's a different.
You might need a smaller student saying. I thank Santa Claus for
coming up.
Dad, what did you say? Would you let him up?
Yeah, I'll let him up. I should see him soon.
And their next board meeting will be tomorrow night at the BMC. And I have nothing to report for recreation other than basketball and wrestling or ongoing,
and
they all mentioned about the
school
construction. That's it.
Just to add, this should be having another open meeting coming in January.
Tomorrow's not an open meeting.
What's that? We're doing quarterly open meetings for everybody, and I think resumes or emails to all the businesses and property owners are going out this week after tomorrow's meeting to look for invitations for resumes and to join the board and auxiliary committees. We have four committees that we have nobody that technically joined or has asked to join since we last sent out requests.
Is the meeting posted on the website? Your open meeting?
I think. It will be.
On the partnership?
Yeah.
The partnership site, not on the borough site?
No, the borough
doesn't. Are they in person now or are they virtual?
The meetings are still virtual except for the quarterly one, which is in person.
So it's a virtual meeting?
Yeah.
Not the quarterly.
No, the quarterly open meeting is in
person. It's in person? The quarterly open one is in person?
Yes.
That's nice. Okay, I'll try to wrestle up.
So. Another quick question. Have we done tax sales in the past, right?
Every
year you do around the same time, right?
Every November.
Okay. All right.
It's a state mandatory thing in order for you to collect your taxes.
All right. Next, Chair of Public Works, Buildings, Grounds, and Utilities, Councilman Berkovich, and other committees.
Other committees. Okay. So library, we're working on an interim location. The Archdiocese. So just for folks in the audience, we're looking at St. Joseph's Church, right on the corner of Mountain, and that's West 2nd Street, right? So that should be decided or determined, I would say, early December. So the Archdiocese is meeting on December 7th. To discuss it, and we'll go from there, you know, with the contract and see if that can happen. And thank you, Kendall, for making that connection with the St. Joseph's Church. So other work going on at the library, the asbestos, right? We have, I don't know, maybe Hector has an update from TNN, but, I mean, right, the Somerset County did a study on the asbestos. We had our own study done, and now we're reevaluating or looking at the study that the county had done, right, that the library system. So. Sure.
Yes, well, we actually had a meeting today, earlier today, with TNM and the architects who are on the job as far as the current improvements that are going on right now. We're still trying to gather a scope of work on this matter. This is not that we're just trying to really bring it in. So TNM will be giving them the library next week. I hope to have a scope of work, hopefully by the end of the year, and then, you know, 2024, in the meantime, we continue to be ready to work towards funding the office. Again, $1,000.
Look for, you know, repurpose for the library building if this all works out with the interim move for the library, which could potentially be a long term move. So more to come on that.
But they have started the work about 2 weeks ago. They broke the work on the library. So right now, exterior works on the repointing, doing some repair work for the cupola. I'm very significant the room that repairs to the wall. I also have them. I also have them looking to see if they'll take a look at the brick that leads up to the first area of the cemetery.
Shade Tree, I actually, we missed this month's meeting because we were at a conference in Atlantic City, but I'll come back with an update from that. We are planting some trees downtown and working on that. So DPW, we're actually working on an accomplishments report for the year, Dale and I, to look at, you know, what we've done in 2022, what they've done in 2023, rather, and projection of what we still have to do in 2024. So some projects will definitely be carrying over. One, you know, we talked about roads earlier, and we've talked about it before, but putting the roads document online so folks can see what roads are currently being worked on, what roads are projected to be worked on, and, you know, the grant monies and all that have come in for that, so the public is more aware of, you know, when their road is going to be done. There are a lot of roads in town that still need to be repaired. I was happy to see the Christmas decorations going up, so Dale and I had talked about this a couple months ago, and then, you know, working obviously with the SID too, but I think it was the first time in maybe since I've lived here that we had Christmas decorations up before Black Friday. So that was good to have that.
We moved the event up an extra week to not compete with any of our surrounding that files up before Black Friday.
Yeah. So it was nice to have the Christmas decorations up and all for the Saturday small business Saturday. Right, and to try to get people to come to downtown and shop. We painted the knee wall down at the Van Horn Plaza as well, so there's like little things, you know, it's not that little, I guess it is kind of little, but, you know, striping, you know, crosswalks, right? So just some maintenance items, you know, to kind of spruce up the downtown, and there's definitely more to come, though. And I think that's it, but we'll have that report to everyone and put it online on the shared drive. So.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chair of Public Safety, Councilman Gomez, another committee.
Obviously, we just finished hiring our last batch of police officers, so we finally got to the goal of having five squad teams. It'll be about 4 months from now. We got to finish up their training and stuff. So soon enough, five-man teams on the road, which before we were. Best case scenario is 3, sometimes 2. So we've pretty much doubled our working force during all shifts. We are looking still to add an additional body to the detectives unit and then one additional body to the sergeant's unit. But that'll be for the council next year to decide and move forward with. And we will be meeting next week. To hopefully start to finalize the PBA contract and have that ready to go before the end of the year. And then that would be, I think, all set. After that, we'll have hired full command staff, hired the patrolmen, settled out senior contracts and PBA, so we should be square for the next couple of years with this department. They are putting together, or they had already submitted their budget. They're moving along, no issues. Sean is there. He can probably give us some, he'll be able to give you guys some additional information next year. Other than that, EMS is working like clockwork. They've added Sunday to their schedule. I think our response time is now below 3 minutes. From the time you call to there, that's the average. So some people are seeing, I actually just got a call from somebody yesterday telling me that they were on the phone still with dispatch explaining what the situation was, and EMS was already at the front door. So some people are seeing under a minute response time. Fantastic. And we are getting to that close to 75 to 100 calls, which will basically subsidize the entire project. Of EMS in town without any additional cost to the borough. In fact, at this pace, we'll probably end up saving about $34,000, which is what we used to give out year after year as a stipend for the EMS service. So that part is settled. I think I'm proud of what leaving behind for the public safety. And Sid, we're having our meeting tomorrow. We will be having, like I said, public meeting in the next couple of weeks. We are planning programming for next year, plus business recruitment, business retention programs for 2024. And that'll be coming out. We're planning on putting a lot more investments into that portion of the Sid. The big push now in 2024 and 2025. Is business recruitment, get new businesses into the vacant spots, and more programming that benefits the downtown, the full community, and additional art to come to the area. So that spruce up the area a little bit. Other than that, I have nothing else, guys. Any questions?
Anyone? No. All right, on to Chair of Personnel Administration and Ordinances and the other committees.
So the Board of Education, first, they were supposed to meet on November 16, but that meeting was canceled and rescheduled for tomorrow, actually, so I'll be there tomorrow. But anyway, the agenda for tomorrow is just the normal, you know, process of the superintendent's report, the committee reports, some of the important things that they are going to discuss tomorrow. It's about grant applications, accepting donations, the scheduling of sale of equipment that they are not using, right, surplus equipment, and then, you know, some other things proper to the schools, functioning there. On the Historic Preservation Commission, they are a little delayed on the gathering of the documents for the properties on Mountain Avenue to be declared, historic patrimony. So they are working on that one, and they will meet next Thursday. It's the first Thursday of the month, on November 7th. And then for the personnel, administration, and ordinances, we have one ordinance for first reading today, four for second reading or final reading. As Councilman Gomez mentioned, we are scheduling a meeting with the PBA next week to hopefully finalize the contract. There is an opening for a violations clerk still, so we're working on, you know, finding that person. And that's pretty much what we have going on so far.
Very good. Councilman Prenzatelli, Chair of Economic Development.
Okay, the project at the former Rio nightclub, which is 424 and 500 East Main Street, submitted the pilot application to the borough. The current plans do not conform to the redevelopment area and have been sent back to the developer. The bank building. We are still waiting on the updated appraisal of the property. Once you receive that, we can submit a good faith offer to the owner, and if the owner does not accept the offer, we file for condemnation. The Meridia projects have received clearance from the Department of Environmental Protection from the permitting issues. We will be working with them for redevelopment agreements and financial agreements. We have not heard back from Palisades developers regarding the project on Drake Street and West Main Street. Additionally, they have not cleared up their tax issues. And you heard about the tax sale that is coming this week, and we will be attempting to purchase the tax liens. Our engineers, T&M, will formally submit the updated plans to the DOT and SHPO this week, and that refers to the Hamilton Street project, the street project. So that's my report.
Any questions?
No, I know we're going to talk about it later on, about the tax liens, right, that we're going to, I guess,
acquire.
Yeah, what, can you, like, why would we do this?
I'm not sure that should be discussed publicly.
Oh, no. It's not? No. Oh, that's a closed session thing?
Maybe a closed session thing.
You can have a closed session.
Yeah.
Only because it's on the resolution and it discloses, which the resolution discloses all the parcels, which we then can then cross-reference to the tax sale, and we can find out exactly who, which means we're paying your benefit for the
Well, it's
the
a deliberative process, so we shouldn't be discussing that.
It's a what?
Deliberative process. It's a confidential.
We could put ourselves at the risk of being sued.
Yeah.
We're talking about 2023 through 27, right? The bidding of municipal officers for a tax sale, is that?
No?
That's a resolution that we have.
If your question is, what are you looking to do? Why are you going to move so you can have it?
Well, right, so they're in the arrears, right, with tax, right, and we're buying
the properties that they would be wanting to develop. So you put two and two together, why that's something that we shouldn't talk about.
All right, we'll talk about
it.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk in wherever.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a resolution here. I'm just wondering why. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Councilman Petty is not present, so zoning, construction, and code enforcement, and a couple of committees. I don't know if you decided to follow up on that. That's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to start. On to the introduction of ordinances. These are going to be for the first reading. Ordinance 2023-55, an ordinance amending the amended redevelopment for redevelopment area 2 pursuant to NJSA 40A-12A to increase minimum setbacks. We have a motion to be passed on first reading.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Bomer?
Yes.
Councilman
Harry Yes.
Councilman
Margo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Reschke?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right. That was the first reading. So on to ordinances for final reading and consideration. Second reading. Ordinance 2023-51, an ordinance authorizing a general improvement for the purchase and acquisition of security cameras, monitoring, and access control system for the Borough of Bamberg and appropriating $99,063.96, therefore, from the capital fund balance of said borough. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public like to get up and ask about ordinance 2023-51? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion to pass.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Council discussion? Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman James Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Malvo?
Yes.
Councilman Warren Gershwick?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-52. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 27 Trees, Section 27-1.2, 27-1.3, and 27-1.6 of the revised ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to create Section 27-1.2 Tree Removal Replacement. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on Ordinance 2023-52 specifically? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Councilman Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Malvo?
Yes.
Councilman Warren Gershwick?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-53. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 17, Property Maintenance, to creation to create Section 17.21.1A, Infestation, of the revised ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg requiring trap and bait for two families, multiple dwellings, commercial buildings, restaurants, and apartment buildings. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public like to comment on Ordinance 2023-53 specifically? There we go.
Hi, my name is Josephine Leite, 121 Cherry Ave. So I actually do want to talk about the infestation. I know that it's an ongoing process. I'm not sure if it was already discussed, I'm sure it was prior, but I've only started coming now to the meetings. On my street, we have Smalley, right? I have seen a ton of rats, but I mean, I'm talking the size of bunnies, like large bunnies. I'm very concerned because my child also goes to Smalley. You can't tell me there are no rats around the school. And I brought it to the attention of the school last year. What was the name of that principal? Left. Whatever his name was. That left. I spoke to him and I told him, hey, listen, you know, this is a situation I'm sure everybody knows in town, right? But it was really bad last year. And this year I feel like it tripled. I have been paying for Viking for almost a year now. I spent, at the time, over $400, and I pay monthly $65, $68 because I have my business and I have, you know, my supplies and all these things, right, for my clients, and I can't risk any sort of damage in that sense, right? So at this point, I'm like, what is the resolution? And I know I just read that you guys are trying to do baits and all that, but I mean, this has been going on for a while. And then besides the fact that we have the school there and these kids are outside and they are on the field, my house backs up to the field, I'm really concerned. The kids are playing outside. I mean, they're in the fields.
When did this all start? Do you remember?
So I've lived here for about 5 years, and I really only noticed it last year.
I did hear that. That's part of the reason this is getting into
my mind. Right, I'm sure.
I heard that when they did the demolition of Venue 18, 518,
whatever it was, yes.
That there was a substantial infestation there. And there were, I believe there were things in place, but this is making it much more specific to what they have to do. Now, those displaced colonies,
right, created, you know, colonies other places, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now where one is. Two doors down from my house, there's a house that is bank-owned at the moment.
Yeah.
And I called the town about this house. You guys have come out. What I was told was that the only thing we could do is find them. It's bank-owned. Nobody goes there. I mean, they barely cut the grass, maybe once a year, twice. I can tell you the size of the hole in the shed is this big. Mm-hmm. I am two doors down. I mean, I have kids. I have pets. I mean, I'm about to sell my house because I already can't deal with those.
This ordinance is going to help. And
okay.
And with respect to what the property you just mentioned, will alert the code.
Something needs to happen.
Yeah.
Because definitely the shed. I don't know about the house, but it's if you look in those windows, I mean, you can only imagine what's going inside. You know. It's bad.
Hector, what I don't think was addressed was bankrupt properties. Well, we can make that part of our own internal.
Yeah. You've already got these things for
that. Okay, good.
So, yeah. This one is actually something a little bit different.
Yeah. This basically just adds a much larger blanket to the town for basically all commercial properties, multifamilies, and stuff like that.
I figured. Okay. But so I'm just, my main concern is the school. And, you know, the kids play sports there. My son plays, football there, you know, so up until whatever it was, October, September. You know, the kids are back there, and I believe they spoke about one of the few other times I wasn't here, but about, like, that cleanup back there. And thank you, because you guys did come out after it was clean. I was wondering when the rest was going to happen. But I understand things take time. But my main concern is really the school, you know, and just the kids being back there and this threat situation.
And they may need to mention it to the school board, too.
I brought it up to the schools directly. I didn't want to go to the board because they told me that the maintenance was the town. That's what, I had a tree back there at one time, and I contacted the school. They said you got to contact the town, so that's why I came here to talk about
well,
it.
Well, it's their property.
I think maybe an inquiry to say, hey, what are you confident? Like, ask them, prove to us that there's not a rat problem that small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it seems to be in the surrounding areas.
Oh, yeah.
Why would it be two or three doors down and not there? Seems a little.
If you have an abandoned structure,
expensive.
Like that, you know, so that's probably the source of the whole problem in that area.
And also there's some water, right? I guess a long time ago there was water back there. It wasn't the field, right?
It's wetlands, yes.
It's wetlands, right? Because I got in my backyard. Right. So there's some water there, and then with all those overgrown weeds and everything, I mean, they found a home. So, yeah, that was it.
Is the vacant house is a single-family house?
I think it's a two-family.
Oh.
You know what address it is? Good, thanks.
Yeah, it's right after I'm 121, then I think that's 126. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. All right, any other public comment on 2023-53? If not, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
We have a motion to pass.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion among the council. Roll call.
Council President Goldman?
Yes.
Council President Kelly?
Yes.
Council Longwell?
Yes.
Council Longwell?
Yes.
Council Longwell?
Yes.
All right. Ordinance 2023-54, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 17, property maintenance of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Commerce to create Section 17-14.A. Private-owned salt storage to prevent stored salt and other solid de-icing materials from being exposed to stormwater. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Anybody from the public like to comment on Ordinance 2023-54? Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have a motion to pass ordinance?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
How is this going to be implemented?
And enforced, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, this seems like a monumental task to enforce.
Like, does this cover my bucket of salt that I got from BJ's?
Only on what you were.
Okay. No, that's a valid question. I mean,
it is. And again, this is something that the DEP is mandating every town.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, where do we come up with this?
No.
Okay. That makes sense.
But basically, if you drive by and you see a pile of salt, then you have to get into the case, right? That's what it is.
And
yeah, exactly.
I'm assuming this is for, like, ShopRite, right? right? That has, now they'll have a container, or basically a couple of those Jersey barriers with all salt out there.
Yeah, so private meaning not government.
Right. Yeah, so. And that makes sense.
Or landscape.
Right.
All right, so it's not for my problem. All right. Any other discussion questions on this before we take roll call? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, on to the resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. A separate discussion is desired. The resolution may be removed by council action. These are 2023-319 through 2023-327.
319. Oh, you want us?
Okay, 319.
321.
321.
324.
324.
I would say 327, but we're not supposed to discuss that. Right.
Yeah, I don't know what the other request is, right?
So Matt Casino, it's a matter involving an investment of a real estate transaction with public funds is something that should be closed.
Okay.
So we're talking about real estate purchase and using public funds that is closed purchase.
Okay. All right.
So are we still on this? No, not yet. But so should we then separate it from the rest? Should we discuss later? I mean, if that's what she wants to do.
That is the majority of the council.
Well, because we are going into the concession this evening, correct?
Yes. That's why we can ask.
Can we postpone that? We'll move that to a discussion of the executive session and then vote for it when we get back. I mean, I can't do this. Somebody has to make a motion and then.
Motion to move it to executive session.
Second.
Roll call that?
We're talking about.
All opposed to move 2023-327 to executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. And then we'll. All right, so we're not going to do that at all. So it's the. All right, so the ones that have been removed, starting with 2023-319. Resolution awarding contract to Office Solutions under PEPPM, a national cooperative, contract number 533902-155 for cloud-based video surveillance system at Borough Hall in the amount of $44,377. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
I kind of forget what I wanted to call this.
This is separate from the final reading of the security cameras for the ordinance 2023-51.
I guess I see that we're buying a lot of surveillance cameras. So is that for inside, outside, all around the building? It's what is.
So this particular one is for the recreation.
Oh. Okay.
Well, only because. And I'm still relatively newbie. Is this a capital thing that's supposed to be done on the ordinance?
This is for the contract awarding it for.
So you authorize the funds, now it's spending the funds.
Oh, this is already authorized?
Yes.
Yeah, the funds. The funds are authorized.
It's freezing.
Oh, we authorized the night. This is part of the 99?
Are you cold?
Oh.
We're freezing. Who else is freezing? I'm sorry. I have to stop.
I'm cold too.
Because we're freezing.
I'm comfortable, so I just need everybody.
And I usually
don't
talk.
I'm like, people must be freezing. No.
Sorry for the interruption.
Okay, so this resolution is just part of the ordinance that we've already passed.
Oh, perfect.
All right. No more discussion. Roll call.
Councilor President Bowman?
Yes.
Councilor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilor Mondo?
Yes.
Councilor Richmond?
Yes.
Councilor Lopez?
Yes.
Perfect. 2023-321. Resolution of the Borough of Mammoth reappointing Natasha Turchin as Chief Financial Officer of the Borough of Mammoth effective January 1, 2024, and authorizing an amendment to the existing agreement. We have a motion.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah, so a question. Why are we doing this with this council now and not waiting until January to reappoint her for, what, a four-year term?
Actually, the resolution has been amended, so she already served her four-year term. So when you reappoint her, she now has 10 years. So it's not for any length of term. She's now just your CFO, and she stays in that position until you move to remove her for cause. So according to statute, the initial appointment is 4 years, and then when you do a reappointment, it's not for a period of time. It's just now she's 10 years.
And she lives out of state, correct?
Okay, so this is not a rolling 4 year thing.
No, the resolution was amended. It no longer says 4 years. You didn't get it. It was amended literally before we walked in. I caught it and we changed it. It's not a 4 year appointment. So again, so when you reappoint her, she now has 10 year. And she serves until and unless you remove her for cause to remove her. And that's by statute.
So her term is up at the end of this year, for the 4 year term.
Correct.
And is this saying we're now hiring you full time after the So the 4 year term.
There's no more 4 year term. At the end of the year, her term is over, and if she is reappointed, she has 10 years. Similar to when we appointed Jasmine to remain as clerk, she reached 10 years.
So she'll be a permanent employee, not subjected to every 4 year, unless we remove her by any clause.
But should that be done before the 4 year term is concluded?
It's up to you guys. You can do it now, effective January 1. You can wait and do it next year. I mean, it's up to you.
What happens if her contract expires December 31st this year, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then if we wait to January, there will be an interim period where we don't have somebody.
Correct. Then we wait. I can't predict what she'll do or what you'll do, so.
But that's what I'm saying. Let's say we wait till January 30th. Then during January, we don't have a CFO.
Right.
I mean, she could be a holdover if she chose to be, but by keeping her at that point, you're in this gray area. So it's up to you guys.
And the salary?
He's right here.
Yeah. We could talk about the salary. We're giving a $25,000 increase, which is like 35% increase over. So, I mean, I don't know. I see numbers like that as a promotion that you're going to be, right? I mean, $25,000 increase.
So, if I may, we got Natasha in very low. I mean, the average CFO in New Jersey makes like $125,000. She is one of the best CFOs in the state. She has helped us take basically our finances from a B status to an AA status. I mean, we're a top tier community. She's helped us reduce our tax rate year after year for the last 9 years. She's helped us figure out how to have a surplus of $144,000 to just over $5.5 million. We are an example of fiscal responsibility. I would tell you, make sure you keep doing what you're doing. Don't mess this up. So, still being in the position, I would say let's move forward.
Could the tenure part be removed or no?
That's
by statute.
Yeah.
So because she's worked, so I don't know, how does it work? I feel stupid right now.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So there are certain positions that are governed by statute. Some mm-hmm. are at will, some are for a term. Mm-hmm. The clerk and the CFO by statute, the first appointment is for a set number of years. Yes. And once that ends and you do a reappointment, they gain tenure. And what that means is they serve until they either resign or you have for cause to terminate them. You can't terminate them because you've just decided we don't want you here.
Right.
There has to be a for cause finding.
Yeah, I went through that process as a teacher, your tenure and after your... and then I do agree with you that the increase in the salaries to make her at least a little bit comparable with other districts. But then it says here, you know, if she remains employed, then it's just the percent each year as every other employee that is non-unionized. So if they get a 3.5%, then
what I
should
see
get.
In my other towns, most CFOs are the 6 figures. So she, I understand it's a big jump. I'm not denying that. The numbers are hot, but you were paying her pretty low.
And she's not jumping to like 199. I mean, it's the low 6 figures.
What you're proposing is what I see in a lot of towns.
And then after that, I mean, 3.5% is $3,500 per year.
So no, I know. Well, that's what we all get. Yeah. That's what we all get.
Oh, I wish I got 2%.
Yeah, I looked up the list. Like, Pearl, the last salary guy, the final, their CFO is between 90,000 and 120,000. So, what were those in the first contract? 70,000.
Yeah, very low.
So I did that.
Yeah, it's at like 74 now, 75, somewhere around there, right?
We brought her in when the borough was struggling to figure out its finances. So she did us a favor by coming in. Again, it's one of the most valuable positions, probably in the first or second position in any municipality, is your CFO.
Mm-hmm. Now, looking at the 2020 agreement, she started here July 1st of 2020. So does the 4 year go to June 30th of 2024?
Wait, hold on. Did you price her? We're not doing this tonight. You're discussing her employment and you didn't price her. So. We're going
to
table
that? Yes. I know. You have to write for it. We're discussing her. Okay. So, do we still need to table, or can we just move ahead and vote on this?
No. You have to write for her and let her know that this was
agenda. She's aware. I mean, this is just... do we write every employee when... When we renew the contract?
If you're considering discussing their terms and condition of employment, they have to be right. Yes.
So we could table it for next session, right?
I'm recommending you have to.
Yeah.
I'm
recommending you have to.
No, I'm telling
No. Okay, we're going to take 2023 321, and we're going to remove that from this agenda.
Yes.
And we're going to put that on for the next meeting. Mm-hmm. All right. The other one we wanted to discuss. Tell me if it should be something similar to this one.
We discuss police officers. We discuss other. Employees of the resolution that we have rights to every single one. But why, in this particular case, other than speaking about what's on the resolution
and
voting, I mean, we're not talking about the work.
Well, the promotion of a police officer, you're preparing the minutes, already been done. The chief has already made his decision. But what you're talking about, what we just engaged in, was a discussion about her contract and the terms of her contract and her pay.
But that's public knowledge. That's not something that should be done.
I didn't say it should be done at close, at time of close, but the employee needs to be noticed that you're going to be discussing the terms and conditions of her employment. Specifically, you're discussing her salary.
Oh, she is aware.
Yeah, but that's fine, but where's the note? Like, if she challenged it, where's the right to it? If she doesn't like to be right to decide,
it's where she
would say, I wouldn't have a right. Maybe I would have been here. Maybe I would have wanted to speak on her behalf. Maybe I would have asked her to be done with clothes. I mean, I'm just protecting you. I don't want to see you get. You know, there's all this discussion about her terms and conditions of her employment on the reemployment, specifically a raise, how much of a raise. My advice is she should be right.
Mm-hmm.
Um, I would say, well, Hector is
so
here.
We've already done all this talking already. Should we get to vote now?
No, we shouldn't vote.
She's
not
away.
She's
been
redo it after she's been raised.
That's fine.
Yeah. Hector, you can accept notice now and say you're willing to waive the rights notice and you would like the council to continue, or you can tell us and walk the officials in. What?
Yes, please.
Okay, so now.
Okay, so that's one second.
Yep.
I've already established my.
Yeah.
All right.
In the minutes,
yes.
That Hector is.
Yes. Okay, resolution 2023-324. Resolution of the Borough of Bamberg authorizing an amendment to the existing agreement between the Borough of Bamberg and Hector Herrera Business Administrator. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
So what is this? This is appointing Hector for 2024. This is changing his contract. This is, I see a salary increase, right, at
3.5%.
So
not Hector is the administrator who serves at the pleasure of the council. He's not reappointed every year. He has this position.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want him to, you have to take an affirmative action to remove him. And there are statutes and rules around that. So you're not appointing him. He already has the job. The resolution before you is his salary.
Okay, so it's not a contract.
There is a contract. You do have an employment agreement here that you're considering, but it's not.
So it's a committed
salary.
It's not like a sports contract. You know, an NBA star, we have to pay them 10 years.
You're not appointing him the administrator. He's already.
That's what I mean.
That was the wrong word. I didn't mean to say appointing.
I think the main part of the contract addresses his pay.
Okay.
So we're just voting for accepting his raise, and then there the years after that. That's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, the scheduled amount. That,
exactly.
You know, how much time he'll be here, and what he gets paid in
exactly.
His contract,
that's
or
it. Yeah.
Having an administrator. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not locking terms. It's not.
No.
This is what
no,
we're.
He serves at the.
Why would you stay here? So. This is what you get. Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none. We have a roll call.
Councilwoman
Gomez? Yes. Councilman Pascal? Yes. Councilman Longo? Yes. Councilwoman Dershowitz?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
I'm sorry, Lopez?
Yes.
All
right. And we move that to Victor. So I believe now, remaining, resolution 2023-320, resolution 2023-322, 323, 325, and 326. Do I have a motion to pass all those?
Motion.
The second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Good. Under new business, we're looking to schedule a council meeting for Thursday, December 28th of 2023. I asked about this at the last meeting. Obviously, it didn't happen.
And as we were during our recent on the phone, when it comes to certain land use ordinances, they have to refer to the planning board. Therefore, when the planning board meets, if you won't have enough time to do, then we have to do it at our regular schedule for summer meeting.
Which is what, 12th today?
Yeah, at the planning board is important.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, so that ordinance, in order to have the second reading, has to have the reading. All right, so that's the main thing right now? Okay. And I guess I've got to. All right. So what are we going to do to make this happen?
I'm going to refer to the council.
Do we have to find out?
You have to publish the notice of the additional meeting. You all vote that yes, we want to have a special meeting on this day, and Jeff needs to publish it.
Oh, so this is considered a special meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So I guess...
Favor?
All right, yeah. All in favor of having a special meeting on the 10th, 28th?
Motion.
So motion. We have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, I can do that. And then I guess we're scheduling the reorg meeting now?
We wanted to at least bring this up and have discussion. The second is you're talking about the holiday, sometimes it's easier to accept. If the council is not available, we'll do another one, as we talk about on the second. But it's all the same to the folks.
Why are we doing it on the floor?
Don't look at me. I
have a sense of we're coming from holiday. Organized things and stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'll be here. I mean, if it is. Is there a meeting for
first and third?
So, our normal schedule is second and fourth Tuesday.
That's okay.
That would be January 9th.
Yeah, but you have to have a reorg before 7 days, right?
Yeah, you can't have it that late.
Right. So it has to be the first week of January. So you could do it on Tuesday or Thursday as Hector's.
I like your idea because coming from the break, then you have those 2 days.
I prefer to like the old January 1st.
It's horrible.
You like the dish work.
You'll have a meeting the 4th and the 9th.
And
I'm
saying
some of the points
is still
to cover up
earlier
or
later.
No,
it's
fine. I'm not saying
it's
fine.
So, January
1st? Yeah, let's stick to the second. Let's stick to the last
one. All right.
Sorry, you said the last one.
Yes.
This is on the evening of December 5th, which is a week from today. There is going to be an environmental justice session at the commissioner of the CDP is actually going to be, we're going to tour the borough for a couple of hours before that. This is an open meeting to the public, bring some issues forward and give the public an opportunity to address the environmental justice issues.
Those are the people that are dropping
off. What time was it?
Is it?
That will be, and I'm sorry, I'm not getting it up here. It will be a website that will be is going at 6:30, but I will send something else.
And, okay. Are these the same folks, the environmental justice folks that were down in Atlantic City that presented? No. I did attend that session. It was good.
I got an email.
16.
6 to 7:30.
I had a new business. If we're done with that. Oh, can I bring it up? Mayor?
Yes.
I have a new business.
Yes.
Yeah. So, or a discussion. Bao Yu, right, came in here at the last council meeting. He was the gentleman from the laundromat on Hamilton Street, right? So, I guess I just want to present to the council, is there any way, or to the police department, that we could give his customers a 5-minute loading area, and also give them some sort of placard for their car? Folks are trying to drop off their laundry, pick up their laundry, and they're getting tickets immediately. So I'm not asking for breaking the law, but just looking for some flexibility for this gentleman. He was, he was pretty upset, right? And just looking for ways to help him in any way. If you see a car there and he has a placard in the window or something, I don't know. I'm just going to kind of throw it out
that
there.
Are, like, quick run in and run out? Because my only concern with your idea, legally, is than every other business. I don't know what other businesses are there, but that might say, well, our customers are in and out in 5 minutes, too. Why don't we get that for that?
There are two spots for loading zone across the street from him, and his people use it all day long, and they don't get ticketed. I can tell you that for a fact. And the street isn't always full. In fact, I mean, even when the street was open, he would have had 10 cars on Hamilton Street on Sunday or Saturday morning lined up, blocking all traffic.
Well, maybe then the parking folks, I mean, if you see a car there, you just don't run over and ticket. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, you know? I mean, he was, you know.
And again, really, it is a loading zone. They use it.
Yeah.
They definitely use it. They use it all day long. In fact, on Saturdays and Sundays, they usually just park there and leave their cars there. And when people actually have to load up and, and do stuff, there's trucks that are arriving, they don't have places because his customers leave their cars there. So, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So, what we can do here is having talked to the chief and you know, take something out of the policy
committee. Okay. And just another item, do we have a status on the closing of Hamilton Street or what is, I'm sorry. I guess the funds, right? Yeah, just a timeline. So the borough's going forward, right, with wanting to close that road.
All right. Anything else on the new business?
Just a question about, I think I spoke to you, the status of the signs that were going to be put on East High Street on the block of the Catholic Church. Some neighbors contacted me saying, you know, that this is being now used at night by the people from the apartments, then during the day by the people from the post office to park in there. There's no parking for them day or night. I know you said there was a group, but I don't know. Yeah, so I just want to have something to tell them. Yeah. So I'll tell them in the next few weeks or something, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, going back to Hamilton real quick, has the money been secured for that, or?
$2.2 million from congressional spending available and then there was another million plus that we received.
Right.
All right, anything else? All right, before we do the approval of vouchers, resolution 2023-328. The resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $1,813,504.76. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Very good. At this time, we can open to public comment. There is nobody. We have a motion to authorize executive session.
Motion.
We have a second. Roll call to authorize executive session.
Yes.
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 All right.
Let's go.
Are we?
you can. It's up to you guys, but typically when you have a new council member, they do allow it so he can be brought up to speed on what's happening. So I would recommend it.
I guess.
She's the deputy.
Yes, the fella.
She's the deputy. Back to the public. You can have everybody come in now.
Yeah. I'm all coming at once.
All right, so we don't have a resolution.
Motion to.
Oh, all right. And we have a motion to pass resolution 2023-327, resolution authorizing bidding by municipal officers at tax sale. We have a motion.
Motion.
Second. Okay. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Very good. Okay, resolution, I'm going to say 330, right?
330.
That's going to be a resolution authorizing the administrator to sign, to execute an MOU
with
the County of Somerset with dispatch services.
Motion.
We have a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Very good. There's a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
The ayes have it.